James, James, Chason, Chason, 8572. This is a 49-year-old gentleman, comes in today feeling terrible, period. He's tired all the time. He can't sleep. When he sleeps, he wakes up because he quits breathing. His wife keeps him up because he keeps quitting breathing. His blood pressure is very elevated at 183 over 124. And he's got some lower leg swelling. He's gained 5 pounds, period. In the paragraph, let's rewind to a year ago. At that time, patient had a low testosterone of 103. Sleep is severe. Findings consistent with sleep study on the echocardiogram. He was referred to sleep lab. He never showed up after they called him. He was also supposed to get testosterone replacement, which he never did. His PSA was okay. Since then, he's continued to gain weight and feeling terrible. As I mentioned, his hemoglobin A1C was 6.2, and we need to recheck it today, see what it is. Period. In the paragraph, his low lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide that is no longer holding his blood pressure down, and things aren't going very well for him at this time. COVID immunization, he has had COVID most recently, medication lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide, but he's not sure if he's been taking it. But even when he takes it, his blood pressure is elevated. Shoulder surgery is the only surgery he's had. Medical problems, hypertension, high cholesterol, low lipids, high cholesterol, low testosterone, surgery, no smoking, no drinking, does a lot of traveling, allergy, none, family history, positive for COPD, but no hypertension, no colon cancer, medication, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, as I mentioned, review of system, difficulty sleeping, swelling in the lower extremity, increased weight, tiredness, headache, dizziness from time to time, palpitations, and most likely symptoms all related to his sleep apnea and hypertension. 248 pounds, 100%, 97.8, 163 over 124, 170 over 95, recheck, heart positive, one positive versus two, lungs, few lung covered, clear, abdomen, soft neck, shows JVD, skin shows, no rash around the mucosal lesion, there's slight right-sided carotid buoy present, neurological non-focal. Assessment, number one, hypertension out of control, number two, DC lisinopril, number three, start him on Ivermectin 300 milligram, next number, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram, next number, start testosterone as soon as we recheck his level, next number, he promises to get the sleep study done, next one, we had a long talk about right ventricular hypertrophy, left ventricular hypertrophy, the findings on the echocardiogram, the changes from last year and how important it is to follow up, next number, check blood work, next number, leg swelling multifactorial, next number, dizziness. Dizziness, again, multifactorial. We'll check carotid ultrasound, again, to make sure he doesn't have much changed carotid stenosis. Next number is had slight lymphadenopathy previously. We'll recheck that again on the ultrasound. Next number is mild PVD before noted. Next number, no change in his, no sign of DVT noted with his swelling. Next number, thyroid remains the same. I'm going to put down the ultrasound which was checked. Actually put carotid ultrasound with no significant change and no change in the lymphadenopathy from previously. Next number finally discussed with patient at length. Thank you.